From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The recent Cattle on Feed report indicates the United States cattle herd may be rebounding. Chad Smith reports.
After several years of contraction, there may be some indicators that the U.S. cattle herd is rebounding. Barrett Nelson, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the March 1 Cattle on Feed report has an interesting story to tell.
USDA estimates that there were a little bit over 11.5 million head of cattle in the U.S. in feedlots on March 1st. Now, this number's down about 2% from last year. Placements, that's where the real story starts to unfold here. Placements came in at 1.55 million head, down a whopping 18% from last year. And so that starts to ask the question, could this be a sign of some herd expansion?
Livestock markets responded accordingly to the release of this report.
Overall, this was a pretty bullish report. Futures markets rallied early on, with several contracts hitting new highs before they kind of fell off. There's still a lot of fundamental uncertainty in the market surrounding where the economy is headed. When you add this in with the prospect of tariffs, export uncertainty, that's more demand uncertainty. This has led to a pretty high level of volatility in futures.
Nelson says we're headed into peak demand for beef with summer grilling season on its way, and prices at the grocery store may be impacted.
But when we see placements of cattle on feed dropping now, that means we're going to have fewer cattle available later for marketing in the summer. And this has the potential to tighten beef supplies even further as we kind of go into grilling season. And this means that consumer demand is going to be the key puzzle piece dictating where prices go.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Kansas Farm Bureau Collegiate Fellows in Washington, D.C. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Kansas Farm Bureau Collegiate Fellows made the most of their spring break in Washington, D.C., diving into leadership, policy, and advocacy. From exploring the culture and history of our nation's capital to engaging with industry leaders, they gained firsthand insights into agricultural policy and leadership. Their journey took them to the American Farm Bureau Federation, Capitol Hill, and meetings with key legislators where they discussed ag industry challenges. They also gave back through community service at D.C. Central Kitchen. From conversations with lobbyists and government officials, to learning about NASA's impact on agriculture and meeting United States Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, the experience was packed with meaningful connections. The fellows wrapped up their trip with final discussions on policy, media, and government affairs, returning to Kansas inspired and ready to lead. Learn more about Collegiate Fellows and encourage students to apply by April 1st at www.kfb.org. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
A little over 5 years ago, the world as we know it changed forever. When COVID-19 swept across the globe, a lot has changed in the half decade since the pandemic, but it's worth pointing out some of those changes made life better, like Shop Kansas Farms. Rick McNary created a Facebook group one night after dinner when his wife shared how she'd seen the meat counter was empty at the store that day. McNary understood that while food is often bought at the grocery store, it comes from farmers and ranchers, who were definitely still farming and ranching. The group has expanded to a searchable website and live events like the Market of Farms it sponsors. Shop Kansas Farms took off like a wildfire racing across the prairie because 5 years ago, everyone was isolated and the group offered a community, one that used modern tools to connect us in familiar ways. Much as Shop Kansas Farms reimagined how shoppers purchase food during the pandemic, it's also working to make the supply chain more resilient. After 5 years of learning and development, the group is still going strong. Farmers and ranchers never stopped growing during the pandemic, and thanks to McNary, we were able to keep shopping.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.